At the start of the class period, most seats stayed vacant. Every 10 minutes, students trickled in with small, bright pink tardy slips from the administration's office. I sat in the back of Denisha Stinson's sixth period English class. The lights in the room remained dim, with little sun peeking through the blinded windows. The walls were covered in vocabulary words, a slang word chart, and punctuation posters. Originally a reading intervention and substitute teacher at the high school, Stinson inherited the ninth grade class at the beginning of 2025, when the previous teacher quit after 6 years.
Some here, I notice, are so far behind that they think it's almost impossible for them to do what different than what they've been doing. And that is copying off other students or sitting here writing nothing.
In 2013, the Flint Community School System closed 11 schools, nine of which were in predominantly Black neighborhoods on the north side of the city. Southwestern Classical Academy, home to fewer than 500 students, is currently the last remaining public high school in Flint.
A lot of our kids, there's a lot of trauma that is happening outside of school.
In 2014, the city of Flint, Michigan switched its water supply from Lake Huron to the Flint River. According to the Center for Disease Control, this switch caused water distribution pipes to corrode and leach lead and other contaminants into municipal drinking water. Residents soon questioned the taste, quality, and odor of the brown water coming into their homes. After 18 months of protest, officials finally switched back. Today, Stinson sees how that tainted water drastically affected Flint high schoolers who were 4, 5, 6, and 7 during the height of the water's contamination.
A lot of these 9th and 12th graders are sometimes on a middle school level or lower as far as reading and basic conventions.
Lead, PFAS, and other contaminants in the Flint water have had a wide range of effects on the city's children. A 2022 study by the National Institutes of Health found that a substantial number of adolescents in Flint had clinically significant behavioral issues. The agency warns that even small amounts of contaminants, like lead, can create emotional, behavioral, and cognitive problems. Stinson believes the community has not yet fully addressed the effects the water crisis has had on students.
There's no parental support, and there's no real administrators that are able to handle the kind of behavioral issues that we have daily on our campus. The village concept is not in play, unfortunately, in a lot of our communities and schools like it once was before. So what's going to fix it? Letting all the stakeholders in this Flint community come together to fix Flint.
Claudia Perkins, Stinson's mother, holds many roles across the city, including secretary of the Flint School Board. She had a lot to say about students' behavior at the high school.
You got kids coming in nowadays, they want to sleep in the classes. There's some coming in not up to par. And then the teacher is trying to teach, but they got to get order in the class before they can do that. You see, there are so many things fighting against what we're trying to do. And we got to get a handle on it. These are all point blank essential things that need to be addressed. And as long as I'm at the table, it will be, because I don't think I'm alone in how I feel.
Michael Clack graduated from Southwestern Academy in 1998. He's been an educator in the community for many years and previously served as vice president of the Flint School Board. Clack taught social studies at Holmes Middle School from 2010 to 2016 and also served as a behavioral specialist in the district.
I mean, I could think of so many different stories and so many different faces, and that, you know, it's just... why else would they, these, all of them, have the same issues? You know, these aren't bad kids. You know, these are kids that are victims of circumstance.
Clack believes the water crisis exacerbated the behavioral issues for children in Flint community schools.
You know, there's some type of correlation with the behavior issues, the suspensions, you know, the fights. This is just a lot. There was an issue here in Flint where there was a student, a young lady, that threw a chair at another student, but the teacher ended up getting hit with the chair.
With the rise in behavioral issues and lack of resources at secondary schools in the Flint public school system, some parents have opted to send their kids to charter schools or other public schools outside of the district.
From her being in that school, I did see an increase of violence also. overall an increase of behavioral issues with the children. So because of that, with my oldest son and oldest daughter, from that point on, after the sixth grade, we put them in Kersley School District. Yes.
That's Allison Montgomery Littlejohn. I spoke with a social worker and mother of eight at University of Michigan's Flint campus, located along the shore of the Flint River, to discuss her experiences with schools in the city. She believes families are leaving the district because of distrust in the water and its effects on their children. She would like to see a strong leader take over and make things right.
I think that Flint Community Schools needs a Joe Clark. Do you know that movie Lean On Me? That's what Flint Community Schools needs, is someone that has the courage and the confidence and does not care about what other people think. They need a real advocate for their students, their families. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I think Flint Community Schools needs. And I don't know if we'll get it.
Who is that that's taking this classroom over? I kept hearing that. So I tell people, I'm the teacher that no good deed goes unpunished because I have classroom management and discipline and all these things. Students are like, why don't you go to the other schools? They don't need me there. I'm needed here. So this is where I hang my hat.
You got to be out your mind if you're going to run all that.
You got to hush your mouth. All right. Okay.
After Ms. Stinson's class, I spoke to one of the more engaged ninth graders. She was one of the only students without her head on the desk, and she was taking notes. She told me she recently started attending Southwestern Academy and felt uncomfortable due to the constant fighting at the school. Southwestern Academy will soon be joined by another high school in the district. The Flint Board of Education recently accepted a $750,000 grant from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation to bring Central High School, which closed down in 2009, back to life through a refurbishing project. But Stinson believes a new building won't fix the behavioral and learning issues at Southwestern or in the greater Flint Community School District.
It's not about building a new building, because we'll take the same problems over to the new campus. If you're going to spend money, spend it on the mental health treatments that we need to really help these kids to overcome what they're dealing with right now. We know the city's not going to do it. People haven't even been reimbursed for being poisoned already. But what we can do in this Flint school system or whatever to turn the tide, that's where the money should go.
I don't care what space you're in right now. You already know that. I don't care how low it was. You missed a lot of school, you may have been sick, you might have moved a lot, I don't know. All I know is now, I'm trying to catch you up. So, as we're reading this, as we're going through...
This is Steph Conquest-Ware for Flint Unfiltered, reporting from Michigan.